Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The Jets winners of two straight, now 3-3, and they welcome the Minnesota Vikings to MetLife Stadium Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. But going back to the game last week against the Colts, I looked to my board op, James Graceffa, who you know is a huge Jets fan, and I said, James, what are you feeling going into this game? Will the Jets take down Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts? And in classic James Graceffa fashion, looking grumpy, miserable, and frustrated and disgusted, he looked at me and he said, they better! And the Jets ended up getting the victory and making James very happy for this week and also very proud of his football team. Now we'll see if the Jets can make it three in a row. Let's welcome in their starting left tackle, Kelvin Beachum Jr., who's kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Kelvin, it's Zach Gelb. Thanks for the time, and how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Kelvin. The last 2 weeks have been very impressive. You start off the year 1-3. You beat the Lions and then lose three in a row to the Dolphins, Browns, and Jaguars. But the last 2 weeks, you started off with the victory up against Denver and then back it up with the Indianapolis Colts. So how did this team turn around with two victories last 2 weeks?
You know, Coach Bowles just really, you know, brought us together and just said, let's get back to the fundamentals. Let's get back to what we know well. You know, our motto going into the season, but it's about us and not worried about, you know, our opponent, just worry about taking care of what we got to take care of. Come to practice every day, put in the work, come with energy, work on the execution in practice, and then go out and execute on Sunday. And we've been able to do that the past 2 weeks and have another great challenge and opponent coming in this week.
Going into that Colts game, you talked about with the media about growing up and how this team has to start winning games in a row instead of losing a few games in a row. Last week, what did you learn about the team and what do you think they proved with what you had to say prior to the game?
You know, I think from that particular comment of growing up, I think we made some strides. You know, Coach Bowles said it after the game. You know, last year we would have lost that game where, you know, we were up a couple points and, you know, they started to rally and have some momentum. And we found a way just to make plays down the stretch and found a way to win the game. And, you know, you got to take pride in just finding a way to win games in the National Football League. That's not an easy feat. But, you know, Coach Bowles also came in the next day and showed us a lot of plays that we missed out on. So, you know, there's still some room for improvement even after winning a game.
What do you tell the rookies and the youngsters on this team? Because you have experience. You played in the league since 2012. How do you get them to try to buy in and try to get the most out of this team this year?
You know, just keep grinding, actually. You know, you can't take your foot off the gas. You got to keep coming in, putting the work in every single day. You know, your body is starting to feel some of the rigors of the season. That means you need to come into the weight room more. That means you need to do, you know, more cold tubbing, more hot tubbing, you know, more body work, you know, taking care of your body even better than what you thought you were doing. You know, you just got to add a little extra to your routine and add a little extra to your preparation. And just do that continually every single week. And we'll put ourselves in a position where, you know, where we feel that we've done some things and put ourselves in playoff contention. But, you know, right now our focus is this week. Like I said, we got a great opponent coming in this week, a tough defense coming in this week. And, you know, the young guys understand what's at stake. But, you know, the veterans understand what's at stake. And we have a great opportunity in front of us. You know, Coach Bowles talked about going into, you know, this homestand and finding a way to win three and winning it for our fans and winning it for us. You know, and we still have some things to prove. So, you know, we got a great opportunity coming up this week and we'll see what we do with it.
Talking to Kelvin Beachum Jr. right now on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. So much of this year is obviously about the quarterback and Sam Darnold. When you take a quarterback that young in New York at third overall and you start him right away, just what have your impressions been so far of the USC quarterback?
Man, he's handled every step of the way with grace, with poise, with resilience. Got a lot of respect for the kid and how he's approaching the game, approaching his preparation, and then going out and executing on Sunday. So really excited for him. Excited for his career, excited for his growth this year. And, you know, my job as a left tackle is to keep him as clean as possible, to make his job as easy as possible. So excited for what he's doing and how he's leading the team right now.
And you know it, and I know it. Whenever a rookie plays in this league, any player that plays in this league, there's going to be some mistakes. And Sam has had some mistakes, but something that impresses me is his short-term memory, how he's able to put those mistakes behind him and then go make a play on the next drive.
Well, that's why I mentioned resilience, you know, because that's exactly what he is right now. And I really enjoy that about him. His ability to come into the huddle, good play or bad play, still call a play with the same type of confidence that he called plays with earlier. And I, like I said, respect that about him a lot. You know, he's just going to continue to grow as a player and as a person. So excited to be here with him, you know, to start his journey.
What's he like in the huddle?
He's confident, man. You know, to be honest with you, he's confident. You know, to be, you know, sometimes I forget how old he is, but to be his age and to come into a huddle where he has his peers who are much older than he is and have played the game for, you know, more years than he has, to come into the huddle and have confidence and be able to ask more of his teammates, that's great. And to have that at that age, you just know he's going to continue to get better and better as he gets more reps.
When you were going into camp and there was a chance that he could win the job, and I said, hey, if he goes earns the job, they should start him week one. Did you sense that confidence right away? Like, when did you get a feeling this guy was going to be a special player?
I mean, he's been that way since he's walked in. You know, he's been quiet. He's been poised. You know, he's had that quiet confidence since he's walked in. So, you know, you saw that the day he walked in the door. So, you know, it wasn't like he just turned it on since he's gotten a job. So he's been the same guy since he walked in the door. You can really appreciate that about a person.
How long does it take to build chemistry? Because you're always building chemistry with some new names and clearly a new quarterback and the offensive line trying to improve each and every week. Just where's the chemistry at of this offensive unit right now?
You know, I mean, it's the National Football League, man. You don't have time to, like, try to think about how you're going to build chemistry. You got to do it. You know, you got to spend time with each other. You got to go places with one another. You got to go eat with one another. You got to get to know each other's families. And that stuff happens organically and happens naturally. And it's one of those things that just it has to happen for a team to thrive and for the chemistry among the team to continue to get better.
Talking to Kelvin Beachum Jr. right now. Jets play the Vikings this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's a Zach Yelp show on CBS Sports Radio. We look at that offensive line, and we talk about protecting Sam and how that's of the utmost importance. First four games, your offensive line allowed 10 sacks. The last two, only three. How has this offensive line got better as of late?
Starting to trust each other more, you know, more than anything, just starting to trust each other. Trusting what we see with our eyes, trusting each other in practice, which translates into the game. And just being around each other more, you know. We kind of started a little rocky, but, you know, kind of settled down a little bit and starting to catch our groove. But, again, we got a great defense coming in this week. You know, had some great defenses the past couple weeks. And it's now just putting that execution on display this Sunday and Sundays to come.
Do you think this is going to be something that you could maybe continue into the future with this group? Because that was a group that going into this year, there was a lot of question marks, especially when you started rookie quarterback.
You know, that's what we got to talk to Mike and Coach Bowles about, honestly. You know, my job is to play on Sundays and make sure that the quarterback is clean, make sure that we as the offensive line are doing everything that we can in the run game to put ourselves in a position where we can run the ball effectively and efficiently, and then let the chips fall where they fall. But right now, you know, my focus is making sure that we as a unit are doing everything that we can to produce wins.
What's it like to play for Coach Bowles?
Simple. He makes it very plain, you know, no pun intended. But it's one of those things you get what he wants. And if you don't get what he wants, you won't be here. Simple as that. So really have a lot of respect and admiration for the type of person he is and just how black and white he is. You know, he's not trying to sugarcoat it. He's not, you know, trying to, pull wool over your eyes. He's going to tell you straight up. He's going to call a spade. And either you're going to like it or you don't. If you like it, go do something about it. If you don't, you know, he'll find somebody else to do the job. So, got a lot of respect for him.
And he's very serious with the media, and I get why, because you don't want to reveal too much when, you know, there's Twitter and all this stuff, Facebook, social media, and you don't want to give any team bulletin board material. But behind the scenes with you players, I know you say he's straight up, but is there a little personality there? Is there a joke inside of Todd Bowles maybe that you see that we don't get to see?
Every once in a while, but at the same time, what you see is what you get.
Wrapping up with Kelvin Beachum Jr. right now at CBS Sports Radio. So you've given the Vikings a lot of praise. They've been up and down, but it seems like this team is really starting to catch a groove with Minnesota.
You know, it's, like I said earlier, it's a good team. You know, it's a very solid defense. They got disruptive linemen on the defensive front. They have, you know, huge loads at the linebacker position with 55 and 54. They do a phenomenal job of putting teams in third and long and getting 22 off the edge and in the double barrel package. So we got our work cut out for us. But, you know, that's the National Football League. You get a different challenge every single week, a different type of scheme every single week. And what you get paid to do is go out and perform at a high level. So excited for the opportunity.
And I'll tell you, your offense, you know, they got to go on some long drives because their offense, they could score, and they could score quickly with Kirk Cousins, Diggs, and Thielen, who's such an underrated player in this league as one of the better wide receivers. So probably a point of emphasis this week is to, you know, take care of that ball and also, you know, go on some long drives for this upcoming weekend.
Well, for us, you know, the same, you know, philosophy is running the ball and taking care of the ball. And however that shows itself, that's what we do. You know, there's been times where we had long drives this season. And there's times that we've gone out and had one-hitter quarters where we ran the ball and they've been, you know, one-play touchdowns or passed the ball and they've been one-play touchdowns. So, however, and whatever it takes to get a win, that's what we're concerned about.
And before we let you run, Kelvin, I was following you on social media, and I saw you took part in the Beecham Match Challenge. You guys reached your goal of $70,000 raised, and that's going to go to 327,000 meals. It's a nice job you guys did. Tell us about how that came about and what you were thinking when you wanted to step out and accomplish this.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to do something where I was able to impact every single community that I've been a part of, in every market that I've played in thus far since I've been in the National Football League. So I was able to donate $5,000 of my personal money to the North Texas Food Bank, Central Texas Food Bank, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, Feeding Northeast Florida Food Bank, which is in Jacksonville, and then the Food Bank for New York City here in New York, and challenge the community to match that. And if they did that, I would double what I donated, you know, at the onset of this particular challenge, and we reached the goal. So I'm excited that we've been able to do that, and even, you know, last night received another $1,500. So right now we're over that $70,000 mark, which is great. So just excited for the support that we got from all the different communities across the country, and excited to be able to feed you know, the people that need these particular meals and that are facing hunger and whatever walk of life that they're going through at this current moment.
Well, that's awesome stuff. And, you know, right now we hit 200 radio stations. We're on Sirius XM channel 206. And you've got to play for three teams in three cities. You know, Pittsburgh, you got Jacksonville, and then also New York. How do you compare and contrast being a Steeler, a Jaguar, and then also a Jet?
Man, this is a completely different market when you're here in New York. I put it that way.
a lot of distractions.
It's a lot going on here. So I'm actually happy that we have our facilities out in Jersey. You know, it's nice and green out here. It's lush. See deer all the time. So actually excited to be out here in Jersey. But New York and this particular market, you know, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. When you're winning, things are high. When you're losing, it feels like the sky is falling down. So it's pros and cons for each particular market. But excited to be where I'm at right now.
Well, you know this. The Jet fans, all they want to do is keep on seeing wins, and also Sam Darnold keep on playing well. So keep on doing that, and my board op, James Graceffo, won't get too mad at you guys, all right?
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Kelvin. We appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.